You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there is the annual study that's out showing what the best diets are that you can climb on board. I think number one, it's not so much a diet as a lifestyle. And that's one that I think is super cool. It's the Mediterranean diet, Jeremy.
Okay. Tell me about it. What goes into the Mediterranean
diet? A lot of fruits,
diet.
Vegetables, okay. Whole grains, legumes, cooking a lot with olive oil, extra virgin olive oil.
Sure. Okay. All right, I can get on board with that.
It's very, very popular, you know, around Greece and, my home country, Italy. Hey. So Mediterranean diet for the sixth year in a row. Number two is a tie between the DASH diet. You familiar with that one?
I don't know that one.
DASH stands for Dietary Approaches to Stop Hypertension.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Flexitarian diet.
I've heard of that one.
You have?
I'm looking up.
Then there's the
diet.
Mind diet, the TLC diet. TLC, we should play some TLC.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Let's play waterfalls.
Yes, we should.
There's a reason to play it.
Yes.
It's the TLC diet.
Yes.
It's the number five diet.
You listen to TLC while you're eating chocolate cake.
I got no problem with it.
The DASH diet looks really healthy for you. I mean, it's just generally limiting your fatty meats, sugary sweetened beverages, sweets, and sodium intake. Yeah.
Which is smart anyway.
Eat your vegetables, fruits, fish, beans, nuts and seeds,
yeah,
and vegetable oils.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
I had a nice piece of salmon last night.
I'm not a fish guy. I can't. I can't do it.
You're not.
I can't eat salmon. Ugh.
Anyway, that's going on. The Powerball jackpot, remember back in November, paid out about $2 billion to somebody? Well, now the Mega Millions jackpot is approaching $1 billion.
Yeah, rolled again. $940 million.
No winner last night.
$483 if you want the cash money. That's what I was reading.
That'll be this Friday's drawing, so that's going on. More chaos in Washington, D.C., where the House of Representatives failed to elect a Speaker of the House.
What a mess.
Through multiple rounds of voting, nobody received the 218 votes necessary. So that means all the normal business gets put on hold yet another day as they continue to fight and argue.
They can't do
anything.
These,
ladies and gentlemen, are our elected leaders. How flipping embarrassing.
It was on TV when I got home yesterday. Nicole had the news on, and I just said, I hate all of them.
I hate all of them.
I hate every single one of them. They don't do anything.
They
don't do
anything.
A bunch of bickering and... Oh,
God. We were talking yesterday about actor Jeremy Renner, who, you know, is in critical condition. He has posted a selfie from the hospital.
Boy,
thanking
he looks
people
beat
for all
up,
their kind
doesn't
words. He looks bad.
He looks bad.
But the local sheriff went and held a press conference yesterday to explain what happened. So now we know what happened. Apparently, Jeremy Renner was operating a 7-ton snow groomer called the Piston Bully.
What?
That was my nickname in high school.
The old Piston Bully.
And he was helping a family member whose car had gotten stuck on his private road in all of the snow. So he gets this big Piston Bully out. After getting the car unstuck, he hopped out of this snow groomer thinking it was in park. But it started rolling, so he tried to jump back into it, but fell and then got run over.
Yeah, that's horrible, man. So, yeah, it chewed up his legs, it sounds like, pretty good.
And pretty bad.
And the chest trauma.
You know, early stories had come out that there was a doctor present when this happened, but they say that is not true. It was just neighbors who ran over and brought towels. They brought towels and rendered first aid until help could arrive.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Apply some pressure.
That's, you know, I have a friend of mine whose elderly father had gotten out of the car to check the mail at one of those, you know, community mailbox things.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, did not put his pickup truck in park. And when it started rolling, same thing, tried to jump in and got run over by his own vehicle.
My uncle, who was a Denver PD, was on a scene one night, and there was a car stuck in reverse with nobody in it. It just going in circles, I believe is how the story went. And the door was open,
Okay.
And he attempted to run over and jump into the car to get it, and it rolled over.
It's like
over
a movie
him.
Stunt.
It rolled over him multiple times, and his legs are still jacked up because
oh
of that. I know.
What do you do? Do you just wait for the car to run out of gas?
I guess you just wait. Yeah, if it's just going in circles. Anyway, tomorrow at 7, tell us how you got run over by a car.
Oh, my. Here's a very bizarre Colorado story for you. Two operators of a funeral home in Montrose were scheduled to prison yesterday for illegally selling body parts or entire bodies of hundreds of people.
You always hear about these.
Two body brokers.
Yes.
One of the women is going to serve 20 years in prison, the other 15. Here's what would happen, Jeremy. People would come in seeking cremation services.
Yep.
But that's not what would happen. The women then would either remove parts of the body first or take the entire body and just give some random cremains to family members.
I am set to be cremated. That's what I want to be, you know.
Same.
That's my end goal. And Nicole is like completely worried about that because she hears about these stories and she's like, how do you know what you're getting back, you know? And it's like, well, you just got to cross your fingers and go to a reputable business, hopefully.
Right.
This is creepy.
Prosecutors said the women delivered cremains to families, telling them essentially, hey, this is your family member. You know, this is your grandma. And frequently, that was not the case.
Yeah. And you can do that just with a regular, you know, funeral, too. They can slice you open and take your stuff out and remove bones and put pipes in. And there's all sorts of stories.
There's stories.
Good morning.
I know. A little death for you this morning.
So
what else is trending?
Well, this is a little more lighthearted. It's National Spaghetti Day. Is that in the Mediterranean diet?
No, pasta.
Is it the tomato sauce, huh?
I tell you what, I am Mediterranean, of Mediterranean descent, and I've just come to the realization I can't eat pasta.
Oh, God, I love pasta.
I want to. I love it so much. Well, I sent you the picture on Christmas Day.
Of your sauce.
Of my spaghetti and my dad's
sauce.
Sent
me a picture of his sauce. I had leftover spaghetti waiting in the fridge for me for lunch tomorrow, and I raced out of here to get home and get to it before Nicole or either one of the kids got to it. And I was like, I was thinking about it on the way home. I was thinking about my leftover spaghetti going, God, I hope it's still there when I get home. And sure enough, it was. I shoved everybody out of the way as I was going to the fridge. Let's see. You were talking about Mega Millions, but I got another big money story. It's Damar Hamlin, the dude that suffered the heart issues of that Bills game, the NFL game. He had a fundraiser going ahead of Christmas called the Chasing M's Foundation Community Toy Drive. He was raising money to distribute toys to underprivileged kiddos for Christmas. The event already occurred, but NFL fans and NFL players are stepping up. As of, I believe it was like 10 o'clock last night, it had ballooned over to $5.4 million.
Oh, my goodness.
188,000 separate donations. Their original goal was $2,500 to get toys for kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're at $5.4 million as of this morning.
What percentage over their goal is that?
I don't even know. Beep, boop, bop, boop, do some math. Andy Dalton and his wife donated $3,000. Russell Wilson stepped up $10,000. Tom Brady was on there. Josh McDaniels. The list goes on and on. A lot of wealthy people donating to the cause. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Another story out this morning about how you can eat your Christmas tree. This went viral a few years ago. Years ago, there was this baker and cook in the UK that wrote a book called How to Eat Your Christmas Tree, and there's a bunch of recipes in there about how you can chow down on your tree. But I guess it's picking up steam again because a lot of eco-conscious households are out there, and they are eating various parts of the Christmas tree before they toss it out. You can use the needles, kind of like rosemary or bay leaves. They're a good source of vitamin C, so maybe you can like sprinkle them into a soup.
They smell good.
They really do. You can crush them up and flavor gin or vinegar. That would kind of taste like Tanqueray has a pine taste to it, so maybe that's what they're going for. You can make pine ash, which you can use as flavoring and fertilizer and cleaning products. So you can use a lot of your tree before you toss it to the curb, it sounds like.
There was a naturalist many years ago. He has since passed, named Yul Gibbons, and he was famous for being on TV telling people his line was, parts of a pine tree are edible.
Really?
Yes.
Well, there you have it.
There he was right.
I can't see grabbing a handful of pine needles, though, when I'm sitting down watching a movie on Netflix.
Can't either. No.
But anyway, if you're into that, you can eat your tree. This is kind of crazy, but I get it. Actors on all the Yellowstone shows and all the spinoffs, they have to go through a 2-week cowboy boot camp.
Sure.
Yeah, they've got to do it so everything looks authentic. One of the actors was saying that they got to look like they know what they're doing when they're riding a horse. They've got a lasso. They got to use a six shooter. They go through weapons training. What's that?
You're by far more of a cowboy than I am. You like your boots. I'm trying to get you to buy a hat, blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Yeah.
I have in my life a few different times tried to lasso.
Yeah.
How the hell do cowboys and cowgirls do it?
It's been many years since I've tried to lasso, but I don't know.
Like,
as a kid, you try to do it.
Many years ago.
Spin it in a circle.
Yeah, and we had somebody at the radio station who was trying to teach us how to lasso, like, this is impossible.
I wonder, Stock Show is going to be in town, if it already isn't.
You should get out there.
I wonder if they've got, like, a lasso class.
You should do lassoing lessons.
Yeah, then you can, use it in the bedroom. Hey.
Speaking of in the bedroom, this actor also said you got to learn how to walk naturally in chaps. And I'm
I've
already got those.
You've got that down.
I got the buttless chaps going.
Yeah, the key is just to not have anything on underneath them.
Correct.
Yeah, and it's a piece of cake. Speaking of love and all that, there's a new poll out this morning of Americans saying that they pretty much think that a diamond engagement ring really isn't necessary anymore. They'd be fine. Yeah. Ladies and dudes would be fine receiving a ring that doesn't have diamonds. And this is all because of the younger folk, Dom, the Gen Zers. They're saying, tattoo a ring. Just give me a gold band. Do a different stone. Mm-hmm. And I would say I'm jiggly with this.
I'm down with this. That's absolutely fine.
I like
that
better.
I saw that emeralds and sapphires are big right now for engagement rings. Yeah.
I gave Knick Knack a banging ruby ring a few years ago, and I love that ring way more than her actual wedding band and engagement ring. I wish that was your ring that you wore all the time. So anyway, that's kind of cool. All right, let's do some clickbait. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. You're going to want to check this one out before Facebook takes it down or management here at the radio station. Yeah. Somebody went through ER records last year and found the funniest ways that men injured their PP ding dings in 2022, and the list is long.
And hilarious.
And pretty funny. I can give you a couple. One guy was out camping, and somebody threw a can of spray paint into a bonfire. It exploded and burned his pee-pee ding-ding.
Oh, God.
A man went to the ER after scrubbing himself too hard with a loofah. I use a loofah. How hard was he scrubbing? And then another one, the guy was having a pillow fight with his dog. The dog lunged for the pillow, missed, and bit his bits and pieces. So anyway, it's kind of a cringeworthy fun list. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.